This is Hap May with Legal Play. Today we're going to discuss an interesting topic of what happens when the IRS, and in some cases other federal agencies, subpoena the records of a taxpayer and or the taxpayer's CPA. Let's take the CPA's role first. A CPA, you know, has to respond to a lawful subpoena. But whether the subpoena is lawful or not is a question. A taxpayer or an individual subject to a subpoena has the right to challenge the subpoena. So a CPA has a conflict here because he has to honor the confidentiality of the documents that his client has given him and that he has produced for the client. And at the same time, he has to properly respond to the lawful subpoena. So there are a couple of things that need to be done. One is the CPA needs a lawyer. And the CPA will need to inform the client. There are certain kind of investigations where they're not allowed to talk to the client, but generally you're able to inform the client that you have been that the records have been subpoenaed and give the client an opportunity to hire a lawyer and challenge the validity of the subpoena. A taxpayer who has gotten a subpoena will need to respond to it. He may have certain Fifth and Sixth Amendment rights that need to be defended. And he should hire an attorney. And frankly, should hire an attorney and a CPA so that both the attorney can protect his rights. The CPA can also analyze what the information is and give advice as to whether it is incriminating, whether it contradicts tax returns or other information would cause a problem with the investigation or problem for the taxpayer as a result of the information, or analyze whether or not it is just something that the government needs. The attorney can figure out whether it's something they would get eventually anyway and determine not whether the taxpayer should fight the subpoena or just produce what is needed to be produced and determine, you know, how to deal with whether that has any impact on the taxpayer or not. Remembering the experience that our former President Trump had when the IRS, and I don't know if it was the IRS or Congress, subpoenaed the records of tax records of the Trump Organization. The CPA did not immediately turn over those documents. They fought it, I mean, literally all the way to the Supreme Court, as did Donald Trump and the Trump Organization. Ultimately, the way the law works is the court gets the final decision, and the court determined that at least some of these documents needed to be turned over to Congress. I understand that that's being done and is in the process of being done, and Congress will have a chance to review that. But it's not the situation where just because there's the subpoena of a CPA or a taxpayer, that document should be just turned over immediately. It is also equally not true that the CPA and the lawyer can ignore those subpoenas. So what needs to happen is proper legal and professional advice needs to be given to those people in that situation. This is Hap May with a Legal Play. Have a good day.